The great white shark.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Let's do it.
So the great white shark can be found in the coastal surface waters of all the major oceans. The great white shark is notable for its size, with the largest preserved female specimen measuring just over 19 feet long and weighing around 4,400 pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah. However, most are much smaller than that. Males measure 11 to 13 feet, and females measure 15 to 16 feet on average.
Okay.
According to a 2014 study, the lifespan of great white sharks is estimated to be as long as 70 years or more.
Holy cow.
Which is well above some previous estimates.
Yeah, that's past retirement usually.
That is. That is. So great whites have varied diets. Not all individuals share the same food preferences. In general, younger sharks mostly eat fish and squids, while older, larger sharks tend to go after bigger targets like marine mammals, including seals and dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Not people.
No.
Not people.
No.
The great white shark
is
also known to prey upon a variety of other animals, including fish, other sharks, and seabirds. It has only one recorded natural predator, and that is the orca.
Oh, so the orca goes after.
That's the only predator that it has.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
Besides people, I suppose. While hunting seals, great white sharks can go completely airborne.
Oh.
They typically attack from below with an explosive burst. The top speed of a great white is over 20 miles per hour, and during seal hunts, they can leap completely out of the water, which is known as breaching.
Oh.
And that leads to the successful capture 40 to 55% of the time, depending on lighting, time of day, and other variables.
Holy cow.
So
they move 20 miles an hour underwater is pretty fast.
That's pretty fast, yeah. Of all the shark species, the great white shark is responsible for by far the largest number of recorded shark bite incidents on humans.
You just said they don't attack humans.
With 351 documented unprovoked bite incidents on humans as of 2024.
Since they started counting.
Okay. More than any documented bite incident, Peter Benchley's best-selling novel, Jaws, and the resulting movie provided the great white shark with the image of being a man-eater in the public mind. While great white sharks have killed humans in at least 74 documented unprovoked bite incidents, they typically do not target them. Like, they're not intentionally targeting people.
The person got in the way.
Yes.
Of what?
For example, in the Mediterranean Sea, there have been 31 confirmed bite incidents against humans in the last two centuries.
Okay.
That's
a long time.
That is.
Yeah.
Most of which were non-fatal. Many of the incidents seem to be test bites. Just curiosity. Like, what is this? What is this
That's
thing
cute.
In
a little
the
nibble.
Yeah. Great white sharks also test bite buoys and other unfamiliar objects, and they might grab a human or a surfboard to identify what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. The species, so here's some good news. The species appears to not like the taste of humans.
Yeah.
Or at least they find the taste unfamiliar. Further research shows they can tell in one bite whether the object is worth eating or not.
How big does the bite have to be?
Well,
like a leg?
Yeah, they have a big mouth. So I don't know. Humans, for the most part, though, are too bony for their liking. They much prefer seals, which are fat and rich in protein.
Okay.
So we're too bony.
We're too bony.
Too much effort.
Ed Smith.
Too much
safe.
Effort. Yeah. In the U.S., the likelihood of being attacked by a shark is 1 in 11.5 million.
Well, when you put it like that,
right, and that's only if you go to the beach.
And then, that's people at the beach only.
Right.
Okay.
And a person's chance of getting killed by a shark is less than 1 in 264 million.
Let's go to the beach.
You're practically safe. It's practically never going to happen.
Never.
Have you ever noticed that you don't see great white sharks in aquariums?
No.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Every single great white shark that has been placed in captivity has either died or been released after a brief stay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Several factors make great whites ill-suited for captivity. First off, to breathe, they have to be in constant motion to push water over their gills, and aquariums don't usually have enough space for that.
Not big enough for it.
Right.
Okay.
They've also evolved to travel fast and for great distances through the open ocean, so when they're kept inside enclosures, they tend to ram into the glass walls and injure themselves.
Not good.
Yeah, so it's not good. They're not good. So you're probably never going to see one in an aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a myth that great whites and other sharks are immune to cancer. That misconception has led to mass harvesting of shark cartilage as an edible cancer cure. But clinical tests have shown that ingesting shark cartilage in no way treats any form of cancer. And cancer has been documented in more than 20 shark species including the great white. So that's a myth.
Okay.
But the great white shark is now considered vulnerable worldwide and critically endangered in Europe and the Mediterranean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the great white shark, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play a song by Great White. We're going to play Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
And if they do bite you just once, they're just testing you
out,
see what
you
are.
A little nibble, just a taste.
That's all. All right, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Great Whites, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, the song. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about great white sharks in honor of Jaws turning 50 today. 50 years ago today, the movie was released.
Looking great, and they lived to about 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready? Go.
Okay. The largest great white shark was 19 feet long and 4,400 pounds.
Orcas are their only predator.
And the likelihood of being attacked by a shark is 1 in 11.5 million.
There you go.
So pretty low chances.
Take
so
those odds.
You're safe to go to the beach.
Yeah.
On the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. But we should point out they do not like the fresh water, so.
So you're good here.
You're up.
You're
on Sherlock Beach.
Sure.
You're good to go.
Yep.
Folks want to learn more about the great white shark, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. Plus, we air this live every day on Facebook, just about, unless we have technical difficulties like we did the first part of today. And then we archive it up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. You'll see the entire archive up there. You can learn on your own time, at your convenience. And be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And that's it for the week, Sarah.
That's it.
You're back on Monday.
Absolutely.
For a fresh episode at 4:10. Have a good weekend.
You too. Stay cool.
Stay cool, everybody.
Yeah.
Steve Winwood, Brothers Keeper, Brothers Johnson coming up, and Aretha Franklin and more on Legends 102.7.